Okay. Yesterday we were learning the Milchas Chinuch here, page 6 and 7, and we were discussing the sugya of Hanas Goron and Hanas Mayayim. In the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when a person violates an Isser, so he needs it to get Malchus, he needs a Kazayis, Mechnei Achilas Pras. And the question is, what do you need a Hanas Goron or a Hanas Minayim? Hanas Goron means you need a Kazayis passing through the throat to the Goron, and within Achilas Pras. So even if you had a Kazayis and then you threw up and had a Chatzi Kazayis rather, and you threw up and you had another Chatzi Kazayis, So you violate the Isser, right? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, the Anas Goron. According to Rabbi Reish Lakish, you need Anas Meayim. So that means you have to have a Kazayis in the Meayim at one given time. So if you would eat a Chatzi Kazayis and then throw up and then eat another Chatzi Kazayis, you wouldn't be Chayim because you never had a full Kazayis in the Meayim. So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And we said there's another nafkamina the Gemara says is what if there's food that got stuck and didn't make it down to the Meayim, but it passed the Goron. So, and the Kazayis passed the Goron but never made it to the Meayim, whether you would be Chayiv or not. What's the Hanah? The taste buds are in the mouth. What? So you say what? Second, you're chewing it, the saliva. Okay, so then what's happening? You're tasting it, and then the saliva is going down your throat. So that's called Hanas Goron. See, saliva going down. Well, but you need the food going down, right? Well, Hanas Goron is only if it gets here, but Hanas. I guess once it goes down the Goron, then it shows that you had a full taste.
Yeah, you don't have the full taste.
Unless it...
Like I said.
Yeah, I guess so. So we pasken Hanas Goron. And the Milchas Chinuch says a Chiddush that on Yom Kippur, you need Hanas Meayim. And Hanas Goron is not... It's not good enough. You need Hanas Meayim. Because you need Yishuv Hadas. But he also pointed out that Hanas Meayim without Hanas Goron won't be good. What's his Raya? Because by the fact that there's a requirement of Kazayis Mechdei Kosevis Mechdei Achilas Pras, so then it must be that there's a Maisa Achila of Kedei Achila's Pras, which is a din of the Goron. Because if it's only Meayim, so then what should I speak about Kedei Achila's Pras? It'll just be sitting in the Meayim. You know, it could be 15 minutes later, it could just be sitting in the Meayim. But then we saw a discussion.
What would the halacha be if I would put food in my mouth erev Yom Kippur and swallow on Yom Kippur?
What would be if I put food in my mouth on erev Yom Kippur and you'd swallow on Yom Kippur?
Why? That's
government. Swallow.
I didn't put it in my mouth. I didn't put it in my mouth.
Okay. You put it in your mouth, but then you swallowed it on Yom Kippur. So So then you'd be chayav koras.
Right. So what's the difference? The distinction.
So you chayav koras.
In a case, since we see clearly that it's, that the throat is ish.
What?
We see ish clearly. The throat is an ish.
No. So when it goes down the throat, that's the eating.
Right.
But you say that took place on Yom Kippur.
Yeah. But so according to other shita.
Which shita?
It goes based on the
Me'ayim. So if you hold Hanas Me'ayim, so you're having Hanas Me'ayim on Yom Kippur.
And you hold the...
But Hanas Me'ayim also needs Hanas Gar. No one's going to say that if you ate on Erev Yom Kippur, and then, of course, the time Yom Kippur comes, you're going to have food in the Me'ayim, but you also need an Hanas Gar.
Right, so that's partially. Well, I thought that why I finished the Mishnah Sinai, because for the same Kippur, no one's going to say that if I ate Erev Yom Kippur, I'm tired of that food myself.
Okay. You think it's pleasant, so fine. So be it. At least you're not disagreeing. Yeah. See that? Wait, say it again, Rav Hera. Where are you quoting from? The Wikipedia.
On health contacts.
On health contacts. It's a website. Well.
Yeah.
So Zog. No?
Okay, while it's true that most taste buds are on your tongue.
While it's true, says Rav Hera from the computer there, that most taste buds are on your tongue.
There are also taste cells in the back of your throat.
But there are also taste cells in the back of your throat.
On your epiglottis.
The epiglottis.
The flap of cartilage in the mouth at the back of the tongue.
Okay. So be it.
All the way down the throat to the upper part of the esophagus.
What? Yeah.
That's all the way down to the upper part of the
esophagus. Okay, so then, so that's the Hanas, you're saying, so that's the Hanas Me'ayim, that there's taste buds that go from...
Yeah,
from the Garon
to
the esophagus. To the top of the esophagus, so that's the Hanas Garon. So in other words, the Hanas Garon is not the taste buds in your tongue.
There are
taste buds in your tongue, but that's not getting mechayiv you. In other words, if you chew on Yom Kippur and then you spit it out, yeah. So that's not called. It might be awesome because Dei Rishem you can swallow it, but that's not, it won't be an issue of cars. But once it passes the garden and then you get the food. Comes in contact with the taste buds by the throat till the esophagus, those taste buds, that's called the achila. That is the definition of achila. Okay, very good. This is a good result. Now, Azoy, we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday that if you have a if you're eating a meal, the question was, it says v'chaltav savato v'irachta. So you need to have it, and we said also by Birkas HaMazon, you need the sviya, you need hanas b'yayin. Now, do you need to have arachila b'toch kedei achilas pras, or no? Because if it's not talk of the achilas pras, then it's not achila, but it's svia. So the prima godim is mistaken by this. That maybe, in other words, I told you yesterday, everyone's so machped about kizais with the achilas pras on Pesach, but really you should be machped every Shabbos meal. That's what I always try. When I make hamotzi, I right away I cut the challah, I don't give it out. I make sure I eat a nice amount without talking, without, you know, and then, you know, start the conversations.
But
we're going to have packets in this. What do you think? I'm going to tell you in 1 second. You have to have multiple packets in this to understand what the Achilles process, right? You have to see. It's not simple. Nothing is simple. I want you to understand halacha is not just, oh, it says in this book 3 minutes, and this book it says 4 minutes, and this, you know. Everything is based on shas and poskim. It's not a zog. He says, this one says 3 minutes. This is not, you know, that's not learning halacha. You know, this, you know, this one's 3 minutes, this one's 4 minutes, this one's 7.2 minutes, this one, okay, so let me just talk a little bit, okay? Now, so the Prima Gadim is Mustapik, and the Knesset HaGadola says that maybe by a meal, you don't need Kedei Achilas Pras. Because if at the end of the day you're full, then that's okay. Then you're full. You didn't really have Echalta, because you didn't have a Kazayis of Kedei Achilas Pras. But what did you have? You had Savata. So these sheets hold that you're going to be chayiv. But you're going to be chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, even though it was in the course of the meal, you had challah, and you didn't have a kedei achilas pras, you had a little bit here, a little bit there, and you never ate a kezayis b'chei achilas pras. But at the end of the day, after the, you know, the whole thing is consumed, till the dessert, including, you're full. So is there a chiyuv Birkas HaMazon, or is it a bracha levatala to make Birkas HaMazon? So the Prima Gadim is mistopic, and the Knesset HaGadola seemingly says that what? That if you have Sviya, then you have. So you just need Achila. Achila, you could say, Stam Achila is B'mashahum, maybe. So you did Achila, and you survey, maybe that's enough. So the Michas Chinuch is going to argue with this opinion. He's going to argue with this opinion based on a Gemara in Yuma on Ayin Tesam and Beis. So take a look. If you have the Gemara here, it's Ayin Tesam and Beis. If you have a Gemara, you should get a Gemara. Ayin Tesam and Beis. So I don't know if I put it in the packet. But what does the Gemara say like this? Gemara wants to know, what is a kosefis? Is it more than a kibetza or less than a kibetza? We normally assume it's less than a kibetza. It's less than a kibetza, because we assume it's like 2/3 of a kibetza, a kosefis. But the Gemara wants to prove that it has to be less than a kibetza, not more than a kibetza. So the Gemara says like this, on Ayin Testament base. He says like this. Rameh says, V'chalta zu achila, V'savata zu shtia. V'achila b'kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chalta v'savata achila sheyesh bo sviya, V'ezeh zeh kebeitza. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shiur of a kebeitza is sviya. So then the Gemara says, 3 lines from the bottom of the Ninth Testament Beis, V'isal kadayit kosev v'sagasa sh'omru yuseiru v'kebeitza. But if kosevis is more than a kibetza, so hashta kibetza sevui misaba that daito lo misva. In other words, kibetza is svia, right? But if you want to say that kosevis is more than a kibetza, that kosevis is the shir yishuv hadas, then it doesn't make sense that you could have svia before yishuv hadas. Because if I'm soveya, I have to have Yishuv Hadas. So by the fact that it says that Beitza is Sviya, right? And then, and if you want to assume that, Kosevis is more than a Beitza, that means that there's Sviya and then there's Yishuv Hadas, which requires more. It doesn't make any sense. If you're Soveya, then what? But of course there's Yishuv Hadas. There could be Yishuv Hadas before Sviya, but there certainly shouldn't be a requirement that there should be a yishuv hadas that is required to be more than what? Than Sviya. So one second. So therefore he says it must be by the fact that the Gemara says the Savata Zukibetza, so it can't be that Kosevis is more, because that would make no sense. That to say that you only have a Yishuv Hadas after Sviya, you need more than the Sviya. Doesn't make sense. So it must be what? That so Sviya is Kibetza, but Kosevis, you don't need Sviya, you just need Yishuv Hadas, and that's less. That's the Gemara. So the Michas Chinuch says an unbelievable pshat. The Michas Chinuch says that, but one second, if the which you will call is right, the Knesset HaGadol is right, that for Sviya, you don't need what? You don't need Kizayachilas Pras. So then, maybe it's true. Maybe you could have a situation that Sviya is what? Is Sviya, but it wasn't Kidei Achilas Pras, right? And then you'll still need more for what? For Yishuv Hadas. Because Yishuv Hadas is Beferish that it needs to be what? Kidei Achilas Pras. Right? So, in other words, the Gemara is saying, if you have Sviya, for sure you have Yishuv Hadas. Right? And therefore, it must be that Yishuv Hadas is even less than Sviya. Right? Because it can't mean that you need Sviya and then even more you need Yishuv Hadas. But if the Knesset HaGedolah, what he says is true, that what? That for Sviya, for Birkas HaMazon, you don't need Kidei Achilas Pras. So then, maybe you could have Sviya, but not Yishuv Hadas. Because Sviya could be a sheared Sviya, but you didn't what? You don't have Yishuv Hadas. How could that be? How could you be so bad and not have Yishuv Hadas? Because according to Knesset HaGedolah, Sviya what? Doesn't require Kidei Achilas Pras. But Yishuv Hadas does. So by the fact that the Gemara says that a Korka, once you have Sviya, you have Yishuv Hadas, it must be that Sviya also has to be what? Kidei Achilas Pras. But that's he schlubs up the. You could say maybe not. Maybe Sviya doesn't require the approval of the Achila. You need just need an Achila. But so then let me read it inside. Take a look. On page 7. He says, the paragraph that says will be Iker, at the end of that paragraph. The first word was, in Yerushal Hashem. Well, Zeb Vale Rai Guru, Dr. Pony Boy, is a seer. He loved Haki, Bark, because the Muslim in the Torah, Alanot Mea, we have a Kippur, Mea Potter. So, it could be a situation where you could have a Chiv to bench, but you didn't have Yishuv Hadas. Right? Because you have to keep the best, but you have to obey, but it wasn't the day he was proud. But you would be kind of your kicker. Because then it's hard to say something. Because if you keep the Hebrew and the so too on Yom Kippur, you need, so Birkas HaMazon also, you need Hanas Goren also, and therefore, and then he says, Hanas Goren Lechud, what about, so, because you need Sviya, so you definitely need Hanas Meayim. What if you just have Hanas Goren? So Hanas Goren, he says it won't be chayiv you and Birkas HaMazon. Because if you have Hanas Goren, you need to eat half the device, you found it, and you need another half the device. You did a Maisa Achila, but you never had hadas mayayim. So therefore, he says he doesn't think you're tichayim for the Muslim. Because birkat the Muslim means a certain level of satiation. So he says, and therefore he thinks that for Yom Kippur, for Birkas HaMazon, it's hard to say the word of the Knesset HaGdolah. Because even though he quotes for the Mutzal Me'esh, Pshitin Leila Hefach, Shalini Birkas HaMazon Shatoli B'Sviya, Lo B'Inikid Achilas Pras. That's what the Knesset HaGdolah says. So we have to look, I never saw the Mutzal Me'esh inside. I should look on the Mutzal Me'esh inside. But he's saying what the Prima Gan, what the Knesset HaGdolah said. So Mela, it's an interesting idea. But he thought that once the Gemara says that if you have Svi, of course you have Yishuv Hadas, so that must mean that it had to come Bechtei Achilas Pras, because if it doesn't, then you could have Sviya and not Yishuv Hadas, because Sviya maybe doesn't require Kizei Achilas Pras. Yishuv Hadas does. Because the Gemara's assumption was, once you hit Sviya, then of course it's Yishuv Hadas. So what do you need more for Yishuv Hadas? Right? So by the fact that the Gemara says that, must mean that they're the same, that they both need Kizei Achilas Pras. And it says, once you hit Sviya, not shy to say, oh, you need more, you should have not fought a lot, so Sabbath is less than me. Because if once it's Svi, of course you should have done, so why should I need more? Al Korcha, it's less. But if you see that one needs the Achilles Pras and one doesn't, because the mother doesn't need, and Yom Kippur does, then the Cheshvan of the Lord goes away. So I always try to be machmir to make sure when I eat the meal, first, I get my kezayis, or you should preferably have a kebetza. You also have a kebetza. Have that, and then we can start off. So that means you can add good. They say Rabbi Bani said from Avraham Cutler that the middle slice of a rye bread. That's a kebetza. So I eat a little bit more. So if you have a nice piece of challah, if you zunt a piece of challah, eat it without talking, then you got your Yosef Kibetza, and then you're good. What do you mean the first one to eat the challah? Yeah, well, because you don't want to make less of a hefsek. So if you already got your challah, might as well take a little, start eating from it. Yeah, I mean, okay, you eat a little bit, but then you're cutting the challah for all the other people. You start eating just a little bit. I don't think, you know, if you say, okay, I'm going to eat my bread and then you will wait for me, that would be so nice. But, yeah. Yeah, most of it. Anytime before your bed, but I'm just afraid if you wait later, you'll forget. Okay, everyone. So, Sunday we continue our Inyoni Srara. Okay, 11:30. And next week, Mr. will finish this packet, and we'll eventually get to the supplement of packet 3, the famous Siddur. It'll take a little bit of time. We'll get there, Mr. Hashem. The Siddur of the Halakha Minchas Yerushalayim Siddur. And now we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll start the Parshas Hashavua in a couple of minutes.